Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's revolutionizing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and today I'm joined by my co-host Alex to dive into some fascinating new research.
That's right, Jamie. Today we're exploring a groundbreaking study that reveals how our immune system tackles particles that are stuck to surfaces inside our bodies. This is something that happens all the time, but has been poorly understood until now.
The paper we're discussing was just published in Nature Communications and has a title that might sound a bit technical. Force-bearing phagocytic adhesion rings mediate the phagocytosis of surface-bound particles. But don't worry, we're going to break this down into digestible pieces.
Exactly, and this is really important work. So let's start with some basics. Phagocytosis is this amazing process where certain cells in our immune system literally eat harmful particles like bacteria or debris. It's one of our body's fundamental defense mechanisms.
Right, and we've known for a long time how phagocytosis works when particles are floating freely in our body fluids. But here's the thing. Many harmful particles, like bacteria, don't just float around. They actually stick to surfaces in our body, making them much harder to remove.
Oh, that's such a good point. Think about urinary tract infections, for example. Those E. coli bacteria actually grab onto the lining of your urinary tract to avoid being flushed out when you pee. Pretty clever strategy for a tiny organism, right?
And it's not just bacteria. The paper mentions that candida fungi, which cause common fungal infections, also strongly adhere to our skin and mucosal tissues. Even air pollution particles, those tiny PM2.5 particles that can cause respiratory problems, they stick to the lining of our airways.
So the big question is, how do our immune cells, specifically macrophages, manage to detach and eat these stuck particles? That's what this research team led by Xuefeng Wang at the University of Cincinnati set out to discover.
And what they found is fascinating. Instead of directly binding to these stuck particles, macrophages create these special ring-shaped structures on the surface around the particle. The researchers named these structures phagocytic adhesion rings, or PARs for short.
Wait, so the macrophages aren't grabbing the particles directly? They're forming these ring structures around them instead? That's so different from what we thought was happening.
Exactly. It's completely different from the standard model of phagocytosis. These PARs contain a protein called integrin beta 2, which helps the macrophage firmly anchor itself to the surface. Think of it like the macrophage creating a stronghold around the particle.
And once they've established this stronghold, what happens next is really cool. The macrophages form these ring-shaped actin structures that gradually constrict, like a purse string being pulled tight. This action essentially pinches the particle off the surface.
The researchers confirmed this using some pretty sophisticated techniques. They created these special molecular force sensors that could actually visualize the tensions being generated by the macrophages during this process.
And they didn't just look at one type of macrophage or one type of particle. They tested this with mouse macrophages, human macrophages, even fish macrophages. And they used different types of particles too, both synthetic microbeads and actual E. coli bacteria.
What I found particularly interesting is that they discovered the source of force in these PARs is different from what we see in other cellular structures. It's not coming from a motor protein called myosin II, which is what drives many cellular movements.
Instead, it's coming from actin polymerization. Basically, the force is generated by actin proteins assembling into filaments and pushing against the particle. And this force is crucial. When they inhibited it, the macrophages couldn't efficiently remove the stuck particles.
You know, this really changes how we think about phagocytosis. The traditional model involves receptors on the macrophage directly recognizing and binding to the particle. But this PAR-mediated phagocytosis doesn't require any specific recognition of the particle at all.
Right. It seems to be more about detecting the physical presence of something sticking up from a surface, rather than recognizing specific molecular patterns. That makes it a really versatile mechanism for clearing all sorts of stuck particles.
And the researchers found that this mechanism is enhanced when there are integrin ligands, like fibronectin or collagen, on the surface. These proteins are abundant in our body tissues, which suggests this mechanism is optimized for working in our actual tissue environments.
I'm just imagining these macrophages patrolling our tissues, encountering a bacterium that's trying to hide by sticking to a surface. And then, gotcha! You thought you were safe there, but I've got my special PAR technique.
Ah, I love that image. And what's amazing is that this seems to be an evolutionarily conserved mechanism. The fact that it works in fish macrophages too suggests it's been around for a very long time in evolutionary history.
Absolutely. So to sum up, this study has uncovered a completely new mechanism that our immune cells use to deal with surface-bound particles. Instead of directly grabbing onto them, macrophages form these special adhesion rings that act as anchors, supporting actin-based structures that literally pinch the particles off the surface.
And this discovery has potential implications for understanding and treating various conditions, from bacterial and fungal infections to inflammatory responses to air pollution particles in our lungs. This mechanism seems to play a crucial role in how our body maintains health.
Exactly. It's a beautiful example of how basic research into cellular mechanisms can provide insights that might someday lead to new therapeutic approaches. And it reminds us that even fundamental processes like phagocytosis, which we thought we understood pretty well, can still surprise us with new complexities.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper into the details.
And remember, this episode of Stork Science World was brought to you by Stork, the research productivity software helping scientists around the world streamline their work and make discoveries like this possible. Join us next time for more cutting-edge science.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.